Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Trying to catch up. We do have the good pastor on the line to take us through. Still talking about the Great Commission today. We're saying from pulpit to pavement, go ye therefore. Well, everybody has read it, right? We've all read it and we've heard it, memorized it, and well, everybody knows about it. But have we truly understood it? The original Greek implies as you are going, which broadens the concept from a mission trip to a daily lifestyle, as you are going. Evangelism isn't a plane ticket. It's how we live, how we love, and how we lead our own corners of the world. And that's why we're going to be talking about that with Pastor John Chilomo, who's joining us on the line. Pastor, good afternoon to you. Welcome. And thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Thank you very much.
So how does the idea of as you are going reshape one's understanding of evangelism?
It's not a one-day event.
That's right.
Or a yearly event. This is why Christ says, as you go. Now, it means that that's our sole purpose as Adventists. It's not just a one-day event. We need to continue evangelizing. Mm-hmm. It should be more like a lifestyle. It's a lifestyle. Look at in the early church. If you read Acts chapter 8, you discover that even when they were being persecuted, as they were moving, as they were running, they did not stop sharing the word of God to the people that they met along the way. So even to us today, it does not matter the problems, the challenges that we are passing through, but it requires us to go out and continue spreading the word of God. So for me, the encouragement comes from the early church, because they saw the need of spreading the gospel. Nothing stopped them. They were very confident to say, even if we are running away from persecution, We must not stop spreading the word of God. This is why, as you are going, from that the Greek word. So this should reshape our understanding to say, every day it's our duty to tell God, Lord, lead me, guide me. I'm praying for that person so that I will go out and preach to that person till that person tends to you. And even the same person, once he receives and he gets baptized, even him, it should be an ongoing process so that everyone is involved in evangelism.
So if we admit that perhaps we need to shift our minds from it being an event to being an ongoing life encounter on a daily basis, what practical ways can someone live out the Great Commission without leaving even their own country?
Well, I like that question. There are a lot of people that have not received the word of God. Sometimes, even in my even in my country, here in Zambia, sometimes we think that all the corners have been reached. But there are some places that I've been to, whereby you don't, the presence of the church is very minimal. Like I can give you a practical example. A week ago, I was in Ngabu. I baptized about 200 members, and there was a crusade. Now, this tells me to say we have not reached. A few people have been reached out. So this fear that God has given us, where you are, you don't need to say no. I need to, if there's impact South Africa, there's impact Mozambique, homecoming, ECD, even in your own country, There are some people that have not reached out and have not been reached out. Sometimes you discover that even some of your family members, they have not heard the word of God. The people that you work with, some of your friends. So you discover that all those, they need to be reached out. All we need is just to be intentional in evangelism, in our sphere of interest. We need to share our personal testimonies. We need to build up a genuine relationship, invest time in building authentic friendship with people who don't yet know Christ. This creates trust and opens doors to natural conversation about our faith. So if we can do this, then we know that we are reaching out to people. Remember, there are some people that are coming, maybe like investors, people coming from China, people coming from India, in the 1040 window, that have never heard the word of God. Even those, they become our targets. As we maybe we are interacting, we are doing business with them. We should not just end on business, but also share the word of God, pray with them, tell them about God as we are building up these friendships, and they will receive the word of God. So we just need to be intentional in everything that we do. We need to practice evangelism every day.
So how can we avoid compartmentalizing missions into just events instead of a lifestyle? I mean, we ought to make it a lifestyle every day, whether you're in church or not, wherever you are, at the shops, in the streets, in the taxi, wherever you are, you ought to be living an evangelistic life. How do we do that? How do we live an evangelistic life and not just a campaign? We're only evangelizing only when there's a campaign or a crusade. How do we do that?
We need to cultivate a mission mindset. We need to develop that mission mindset. Everywhere is a mission field. Like I said earlier on, say, where you are, it's a mission field. Let's say if I'm a teacher, and I'm with people that are not Adventists. That is my mission field. I should not always wait for events, because this is one of the things that is killing the church. Because people think that, no, only when there's a church program that says we should go out and have a crusade, we should go out, maybe do a singing somewhere so that we spread the word of God. Now, those are the things, that's how we have grown up in the church. We've not been taught to say, we need to, evangelism is an ongoing program. Most of us are limited. And this is what, this is why we don't see that enthusiasm in, even in the youths, even these adult people. They are unable to go out because they believe that personal ministries is the one in charge of evangelism and these other things. But we need to remember that it's an ongoing thing. It's something that we should be practicing every day. The early church, to me, sets a good tone on this, because they did not institutionalize evangelism. Everyone was responsible, because to them, it helped them to grow spiritually.
So who in your everyday life might be your current mission field?
In my everyday life, my neighbor, my relatives, people that I work with, those are my mission field. I don't need to say, no, I need to travel to Uganda, I need to travel to Egypt, where... Those people that I'm with, this is why Christ says we need to start in Judea first.
Okay.
We need to work with the people that are around us. When all those are reached out, this is when we have the urge to say we go out. So, but my mission field are the people that I am living with, those that have not received the word of God, my family members, my workmates, my business partners, in my community, That is my mission field.
And
And for that,
yeah, go ahead, Mpunis.
So for that, if I do that, it is helping me to grow. It is helping me to grow because once I reach out these people, I know that even them have planted the seed and God is going to do the rest. And then when they accept the word, even them, they will expand. They will have their influences, where their friends, their workmates, whoever. Even them, they'll see the need to say, I have received the good news. I cannot just keep this good news. I need to share it. This is why Christ wants us as individuals, not as a church, but as individuals, to go out and reach out to the world.
Yeah. So finally, I like that you're saying as individuals and not the church. Let's talk about the role of the church now. How can the church empower every member, individuals, as you're saying, and not just the personal ministries director, but everyone to live missionally?
Okay. So one of the things that I did last year, one of the studies that I was doing last year, you know, the church has to empower. When I say empower, is they have to conduct seminars on personal evangelism. They have to take time to invest time in teaching the young ones, the elderly, all the members in church, the importance of personal evangelism, because some of them, they need to tell them, you know, sometimes you may not be gifted, but just your testimony itself, when you just tell the testimony itself about what God has done to your life, the problems that you had encountered, you share it with somebody. Those are the things that we need to teach people. We need to tell the members to develop a close relationship with Christ. Let them. We need to tell the members to help them to study the Word of God, to be prayerful, because this is one of the ways. Because you can do these seminars and what, but if they're not studious, they're not praying, they don't take time to meditate upon the Word of God, it would be very difficult for them to go out there. It will be equal to zero. But we need to tell them the importance of study, prayer, meditation, and also how to go out there. See how Christ did it.
Yeah. I hear you.
See how Christ did it.
Yeah.
He had empowered the disciples. He told them, you go out. He sent them two, because he knew to say they need to have that practice. They need to practice before. They need to do some practicals.
Yeah.
Because they are with him for some time, then he empowers them to go out too. He tells them what to do. And this is what we need to be doing, to say, like this Sabbath, we're not in the afternoon, we're not coming back for Bible study. Target some homes. You teach them how to do these seminars, how they can go out to witness. You send them two. One will be praying, the other one will be sharing the Word of God. Sometimes, or the other thing is, even the free literature distribution, that's the starting point. Before maybe they go in homes, that's the starting point. You tell them what to do. You empower them. By so doing, you see the desire that comes in. I just want to tell you one thing. Last Sabbath, one of the churches in our conference, University Church, they distributed about 7,000 books, Great Controversy. And that excited the members, because to me, that's a starting point, because when you tell them now, can you go out and share the word? It will be very easy for them, because that's a good starting point.
Okay. All right. We're going to continue with the Great Commission tomorrow. Thank you very much, Mfunis. Really appreciate your time and your insights. Have a wonderful day.
No, thank you very much.
That was Pastor John Chiloma talking to us about the Great Commission, from pulpits to pavements, where we live.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.